What's on your mind? I'm so excited. I want to hear.
Well, now a couple of good things. So I did talk to my manager, and I said, look, I want to talk about what's going to happen when I'm not here, and let's talk about transition. And you're right on the mark. He said, so I'd like to have about a year to 2 years notice. I was like, oh, gee whiz, wow, this sounds exactly like what Rob said. So I said, okay, well, we need to talk about
it. By the way, that's called immunization.
Immunization?
Yeah, I told you what was going to happen, and then it happened.
Yeah, you did a good, you absolutely nailed it. So
then you're prepared with the next, because you don't know what to say. So you're not prepared. So I told you what he was going to say. Now you are prepared.
I was prepared. So I said, well, we need to begin discussing it. And so I didn't give him a formal date out of there, because I kind of need this position for a second to navigate a few of the things that I've got going on right this second. So,
sure. Yeah. It should be your timeline.
Yes. Yeah.
It's your life.
So let me give you the two good pieces of news here too.
Yes.
Because I think there are two. So I have got, this took a little bit of an effort, and so I'm actually really proud of the way it has come together so far. We are hiring a new assistant. I am getting my own assistant, right?
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah, this will be the way it will work out. This assistant will support me, Dennis, and Johnny. Johnny's also got some help out of the Atlanta branch, but essentially it will support us. She will back up another team that's in the office, but she'll just be a backup function. So we are all contributing, all the people who have a vested interest, because we've had some issues with, you know, people sort of taking they've taken too much resources, right? So they've got, you know, we don't have enough sales assistants, and the way that they, the way it's all worked, they've just, you know, glommed onto resources. And so, but we came together and just said, look, you want to keep this person who you really, your team isn't big enough to support theory. So, you know, we need to take her off your team. And they're like, well, wait a minute. No. We need her. So we're willing to pitch in if we can hire somebody else. Okay. Another guy. Hey, this is my girl that I've been using, whatever. Well, you know, we really can't afford to keep her exclusively yours. Would you contribute some money to help with this, fund this other person? Yes, I will. So we got him in. Dennis, I didn't think would be in, but he came in too and has helped contribute. And then I'm pitching in my part as well. So between the four of us, we've gotten this assistant, everybody for different reasons, but we've all contributed money. So we're not on the firm's dime, because we wouldn't be able to get any money to hire somebody else. So it just, it came together perfect. One of the guys was so easy. It's incredible. So yeah, so I'm really excited about it, but I'm always on the lookout on LinkedIn, and we've had really no luck with applicants. Then because of the market going down, they closed our window to hire anybody. And so I was, you know, because I'm looking, there's a young lady who is she's like my daughter's age, and they know each other. Her husband is military. She's just getting back from Germany. She was working for 2 years over in client service over at the local, you know, bank, Synovus. And she was just about to go back to work with them when she came back. And I intercepted her, you know, and we started talking. We had a great conversation. Very sharp, which is, you know, I'm really thrilled about. So, yeah,
oh,
we got
wow.
that going. And then, yeah, and I tell you what, I feel like this has been an answer to a lot of prayer here, because I have been, you know, trying to figure it out. And then we've also got a young guy. You know, my biggest issue with Johnny right now has been, you know, he's not coming to Columbus, but we're still working together. Yeah. But I've got a young man coming in Wednesday to meet with us and possibly picking up another teammate who will be local here, who is friends of our family and not, you know, super tight friend, but is a friend of our family. And his fiance, you know, he's middle 20s. He would make a great, we'll see. But he's been very diligent on following up, you know, doing everything that he needs to do. So hoping, but the way that this could come together would be really nice. You know, it's your assistant dedicated to a team, get a process. So I'm excited about that. I am really optimistic about that. So, and she accepted, by the way. I don't know if I told you that. She did accept.
Oh, my God.
She accepted, yes. So we've got, yeah. That's why today's such a big day. She sent me this morning. She said, I formally accepted. Been talking to such and such person. They've got me now going into background checks and fingerprinting, you know, is what we'll be working on next. So
wow.
Our goal is to have her here the week after. I don't know if it's going to work out exactly this perfect, but the week after Labor Day weekend. So
all in 1 week.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think was the trigger for all this?
You know, I think it's prayer.
Yeah, I think it's a little frustration and prayer and deciding you're going to do it, right?
Yeah, well, we had all right, so I do have a really strong teammate up in Atlanta, and they came down here, and we got in here, and it was her and two others, one of them who tends to give in a lot, you know, whoever the squeakiest wheel is, she tends to give in. And I love her. She's great. And I hate to say that about her, but I do feel like if you yell loud enough, you're gonna get her attention. The other one is very strong, pragmatic, and will, you know, she'll say, whoa, 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 wait, enough's enough. We need to be fair to everybody. And then the other guy is just a new service guy that we've got, but he's got some experience. So anyway, we sat down and we just went over coverage over and over and over again, and then somebody finally had a breakthrough idea on this, and we called my most trusted advisor here in my branch, who's affected, who also has some influence, and I brought him in, and I said, this is what we're thinking about, and I said, you're the only one I think that can speak openly about it and can understand it from more sides than just your own. And so we set it up like that, and he added to the process, and that's when he made the first commitment, you know, to do some of this stuff. And we're like, okay, we're running with this. And so from then it just like started this kind of quick, let's find somebody, and then it was sort of like everything just kind of opened up. That way. So I was really excited about it, really pumped. Anyway, the idea that she was available, wants to stay in Columbus, is just huge. And then this other guy who wants to stay in Columbus, too, is a big deal. I don't know that they really realize how big a deal it is, because so many people their age do not stay in our little town. You know, they leave.
Right. Yeah, they want to go to Atlanta, or they want to go to big cities, Charlotte, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But this is so.
Yeah, it's you know, it's the age, right? So you're.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Wow. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, we got some things negotiated and then sitting down with all the parties and giving them the reasons why this is good for their business too, you know. And so I am excited about that part. And we've got too many. So now it's going to get into the real work of we still have too many clients. We've got to get this moving. We've got to get it working. And I'm going to empower. I've already gone through so much of this with my new assistant. And this is what we want to do. This is what we want to accomplish. And so there's no preconceived notions.
Right. Yeah. Bringing a person like that in, you just teach them. tell them what to do. You know, this is the job, supernova. Get skinny to get big, you know, and they'll be like, yeah, sure. This is what, sure. Absolutely. No pushback, nothing. Especially if they're an eager learner or a smart person. So
she seems very smart, very intuitive. She was homeschooled. This is pretty interesting. She was homeschooled and essentially graduated high school at 16. She ended up going to high school, did a dual enrollment college when she was 16 and was going to high school. So she got her associate's degree at 18 and then finished her four-year formal degree down at Valdosta State in South Georgia by the time she was 20 years old, got her degree, and went straight into working for Synovus over there after that, and has been there for almost 3 years. And then her husband got deployed. He's Air Force and went to Germany. And they said, well, if you would, you know, you're young, you should probably go travel with him if that's what you want to do. And so they gave her the time to go, and she went and spent several months over in Germany just traveling around with him, and then has come back, and he'll be back in December, and they're going to settle back here in Columbus.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
It's a miracle. You got to go through the baby thing, but that's okay.
Yeah, she said 3 years. I didn't bring that up.
No, but, you can't bring it up. But it's part of, you know, why we tend to want to focus on the 40-year-olds that are, you know, coming back into the workforce, because you don't have those years lost. But it's okay if you get the right person, you tolerate it. Three kids and you're done, and then move on. And they, you know, it's a beautiful thing when they do it. And it's just disruptive. That's the only part of that, the young person thing.
Yeah. I think I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll got a winner. You got a winner. That's all you care about. I used to be more worried about the girls than, you know, when they come in and they'd start crying at their desk because their baby was, you know, they missed their baby and had to come back to work postpartum, you know, and all that. Oh my God, I used to feel so bad for them, you know, because I know how much I love babies, you know, and it's tough. But anyway, I digress. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. So now it's going to fall back on me to kind of organize this, lead it, you know, get us up, because ideally in the next, you know, 3 years, we're going to integrate.
So we almost have to, I know this sounds crazy, but we almost have to start over.
Yes. Ready.
You know what I mean? With her in the mix and your young guy in the mix, and get them all together and get almost say, okay, let's get started again. You know, week one, and just go. You know what I mean? It's just because I think, you know, it's been very distracting for you, you know, all this crap, right? You and I have been talking about everything else, but the stages of supernova, you know? So, and get everybody to watch the videos. And I mean, why don't we do that? We're just, you know, I hate to, you know, do it, because it's cost you money, but I really think that it's probably what we need to do.
Yeah, well, no, I've got to. I absolutely have to. I can't. I really can't see myself floundering around anymore. You know, doing these things. I mean, there's no way to run a good business,
right?
For me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm looking at some of the calls that I've had even this morning. It's been, you know, it's been a chaotic day today, and just getting through the calls and the, you know, all the stuff that we've had going on. And
so you and I'll plow through, and then when they get everybody here, and we'll basically go back and do it over again. Okay. And, you know, we'll figure it out. Okay. Because I think you need that. I'm doing that with another guy named Abe Horowitz, who's, and he, you know, when the teacher, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Abe, I put him through the whole program. He did great. called me and said, I'm way off track. Help me. We went back through, you know, week one, week two, week three. He's just, you know, he's ready now. And he's not fighting me on anything. You know, he knows it's all works. So it's just really, really good. He's just killing it. You know, that's the part. When you're ready, you kill it. You know, when you're not, really you're distracted. You know, it's hard. It's very hard. So anyway, well, good. Good.
I'm pumped about that. I'm pumped about getting, because really it does seem to be so important to have that accountability person on your team, you know, that feels like they're driving something. Plus it's going to give her a real sense of purpose, you know, and my guess is it's going to make her feel like she is not only has purpose, but she's got, you know, she's got responsibility right off the bat, you know,
right?
Not just support, but to lead in a very defined way. You know, she'll know the objective, you know, the goals.
Yep.
And if I can get these, if I can get everybody else falling in line, we're going to, I mean, I can see it. I mean, I can see what it's going to look like on down the road. It's going to, I mean, it can be great.
You can be the leader there and I can be the leader here. It takes both of us. You know, it can't happen with just me. You know, you have to be the leader of the process on the ground, helping them, coaching them, supporting them. And everybody takes their, you know, we get the five stars going and everybody's taking responsibility for their area. And you watch, it'll be amazing. So.
Excited about it. We do have another team down the way too. So I'm going to be physically moving my office and, you know, way we'll set up over there. There's another team and they don't do Supernova now, but they've got a three-person team, father and two sons, and they do about 3.2 million. They've got 1.2 billion in assets. They could be doing just a tremendous amount more in business. Really get focused on what they're doing. But
you want me to have you coach them?
I'd love to if we could get. I don't know what's going to happen with the dad, with the father, but he's now 75, and I've got another advisor here in the office who is 70. 75-year-old could run circles around my other one, you know.
Yep.
Seems to be slipping right now, mentally, is kind of not in a good spot. Yeah, so we're watching him. He's kind of on that heightened supervision, kind of a setup, and we're trying to get him to join a team.
Right.
But right now he really only has one alternative. So if we get some structure and we look like we know what we're doing, then for another alternative. You know.
Right. Integrated, right? Super. Lots of opportunity. Yeah, if you could get them to do Supernova, you could double their business. Do you know what that does for the firm? Do you know how happy your manager would be?
Can you imagine how happy they would be?
Well, yeah. So one of the things to do is to think about, you know, don't try and sell it, you know, you can sell it. You can sell Supernova, but, you know, set up a conference call, happy to do it many times as they want. Dad by himself, dad with the kids, whatever you think is the right way, because we got the answer here. I mean, you know, this is it. We can do some magic.
I mean, we've got now. What's that, Rob?
It's just good coaching, right? That's how you win. Alabama, Georgia wins. You know, they got good coaching.
Let's say we get her in here on Monday the 11th.
Yep.
I've got to get my own marching orders together. what do I need to get accomplished before she walks through the door?
Well, it depends. She's going to have so much to learn. Do you have someone else to train her?
Okay. I do. I've got the best CSA in the branch who will be sitting very close to her.
Yeah, you need to have a formal training program where she gives her so much time to teach her the business.
Who to get with on that? Because, you know, in truth, I don't even know how long it takes to train somebody. We haven't had anybody new here in so long.
Well, it takes a while, and you want to support them. You want to give them lots of attention. You want them to not lose their confidence. So that's where, in the beginning, it's most important. So I would ask them how long it takes. Ask your trainer. And say, how long would it take for you to train this person? And I wouldn't start up the new program until she's, you know, ready. She's going to be working, though, right? Answering phones and, you know, so it's a simulblast, right? You're training her and she's learning and she's doing. So it's, you know, you got to literally have like an hour a day. Where she just has a million questions and answers them all. Plus you guide her through a curriculum, you know. The firm has a training program. You just don't know about it. So one of the things to do is to get the training program and say, okay, I want it. I want the physical program. I want a process here. So she can do her homework and, you know, read and get ready and read at night. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I know exactly who to get with on that. So I'll find out how long the training program is, and then I will try to get the, so I can follow along with some sort of a training, so I'll know what she's doing. I may even get that to the girl who's here. She'll be asking most of the questions too.
Right. You need somebody on the ground that she feels comfortable and will accept the fact that you're asked. You know, you gotta just, you know, whatever, 4:30 to 5 or 4 to 5 or, you know, just, and make it good in the beginning. Most important that it be really good in the beginning. Okay. Her first day is really important. And every day, and then it becomes less important. You don't want them to feel like, wow, I'm just lost in here. Nobody's talking to me and I don't have any. You know, you want a structure, as much structure as you can get. I mean, she's going to be a self-starter. She's going to, but you got to. Got to give her something to read at night, and you know the whole program. You know what it's like.
She's got her her minor was in entrepreneurship. I thought it was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Well, she may end up being a partner.
I'm excited about that. So.
Right. I mean, she's got some drive. Clearly, mm-hmm. To do it the way she did it. Smart and does some drive. And so, you know, it's all good, right? Smarter, the better, and the more eager and the more responsibility they want, all the better. And she'll love the process.
I think she will too. I really do.
Yeah, it's such a miracle compared to chaos. You know, people, I mean, seriously, what if you were always trained on Supernova and then you went into an office and they didn't have, or they didn't do it? You'd be like, what are you, in the dark ages? What are you doing?
Hey, you know what? This is just a like a follow-up. I got an email from, do you remember they had all of us branch managers do this program called Tempo.
Yep.
It really got us off course. It was quite a distraction. It was the whole Segment Your Business, ABC book, basically yeah. Your gold, silver, bronze, all that stuff, and went through so much busy work. There was it was just an incredible amount of busy work.
Well, right. Columns and this and that.
It was really got crazy. So I got an email the other day from the guy who was our trainer or whatever at the time. He got riffed by the firm, you know, that reduction in force. So he got riffed and he sent me a thing. Now he's at a consulting firm now, and he's saying, you know, reaching back out to everybody saying, if you know, help or whatever. And I'm, you know, if the program was, so it wasn't just me that was felt, I don't know. We got pulled along for a while, and then anyway, the firm did not support it after a while. Anyway, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's just a
Supernova is simple but not easy. But it's simple. The key is it's simple. You can't make it too complicated; guys won't do it. Or you have to hire somebody to just run that program. Who gets a birthday card? Who doesn't? You know, it's crazy. Multi levels of service. Who gets what? How many times do I call them? Can't keep track of it. So you don't use it. You know, you give up. But, and you know the reason they do it? You know the reason they do it?
I'm assuming it's just to get activity to try to move the needle somewhere.
Because they don't have the courage to tell guys to get rid of accounts.
Yeah.
They don't believe that the FA is skeptical of management. So if management says get rid of your accounts, they go no. If I tell them to, they go yes. Because I have no vested interest. I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't. And so they devise this thing in order to differentiate and basically get to the 20% to service them better and call them more. The problem is you've still got all the other crap. So you have no time. They don't give you the one thing that we give you, which is time. By having less accounts, you get 12 to 24 hours per client back in your life.
Sanity back is what I need.
Right. And that's 100% of what everybody else teaches, by the way. Okay. Every other consultant in the industry teaches ABCD. Gold, platinum, bronze, lead. You know, it's just kicking the can down the road. You're not dealing with it. It's like us kicking the deficit down the road. Nobody's dealing with it. Got to deal with it. We deal with it. And that's the first thing we do. And so that's what you got to do. You got to get skinny.
Where we're going to.
Yep. Well, congratulations. I'm very proud of you. Other than a year or two, I'm very proud of you. Why you pin his ass down, okay? He'll kick the can down the road as long as he can. And maybe that leverage got you this deal, right?
I don't know. Sure. Whatever it is, I'm glad. But yeah, finding the right person. It's crazy that it just turns out that. So now I've got the opportunity. I've got to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And we've got all these pieces that organized will be something really special.
like, well, you'll be there. Look, you got the heart, you got the desire, you're smart, and you know. You got the answer. Now you just have to, just like you had the, you didn't know you had the answer, but the answer was there. The team found it. That's this, I go back to my, this, Think Again by Adam Grant. Brilliant book. I want you to read it, maybe read it twice, but it's basically what you just did. Okay. You didn't have the answer. It's called Think Again by Adam Grant. And, I just finished it. It's terrific. He was the one that wrote, three different kinds of people in the world.
Give and take?
Give and take, yeah.
So I'm just finishing up Give and Take right now.
Yeah, isn't it brilliant? It's just great writing, and mm-hmm. it just flows. But this is his sort of his regression. He's been the number one professor at MIT for the last 7 years. Voted.
No kidding, really?
By his kids, and but you know, by the peers and all that. And he's just brilliant, and it's his kind of journey from being a professor, consultant, to being a real consultant, to being a real listener, being a real effective scientist, where you don't go into it with all the answers. You know, you go into it with the experimental mind, and where you're willing to, you know, argue the point or listen and change and discover. And so he really considers himself almost a scientist of ideas and creativity, where he's really always learning from his students and he's learning from everybody. And, it's a really interesting evolution of how he, through each chapter, you see him change and grow. But I had some challenges with my son, and my relationship is complicated, and it's been deteriorating. And I read the book, and it gave me the words I needed to put together an idea to bring us together. Chris has got a lot of issues that, as a child, he's been in therapy for a long time, and he's got some other issues, right? But he wants me to deal with these issues, and I have no idea what to do with something that happened to him when he was 10, right? That I can't go back and do over. So I apologize and want to move forward, and he gets just stuck. So, all we did was say, look, you know, let's hire a psychologist. And I went through and said, you know, all the right words, and hire a psychologist, and we'll go through these item by items until you're completely satisfied that I understand the pain you went through and the damage that's been done. And, you know, with a sincere apology for not doing it right. And then we'll, you know, when you're ready, we'll move forward. So that's what we're going to do, item by item, together with a psychologist, because I couldn't, I'm not trained to do that, right? To handle somebody that's stuck, and he's stuck, and it's not normal, right? But, you know, dad always did something, right? Stupid, but, you know, he did a lot of things right. So you just kind of say that, you know, what the hell? You don't sit and think about it all the time. So anyway, so at least I have a plan, right? And he agreed to it and was excited to do it. So, that just came from that book, right? And I did the same thing with my daughter, and she's in a little bit of a troubled marriage, and so we came up with a bit of a plan to try and, you know, create some boundaries. So anyway, it's that kind of a book that can really help you as you navigate these, because you're navigating these worlds all every day, all day. And then you go home and do it again. You know, So and you have prayer and you have your groups and you have support groups, but you know, are they really trained to be psychologists? Right. And so that's the part that I think is interesting. So, you know, when you think everybody's all set, right? Every family has the family problem or two or three. And if it, they say they don't have it, might be the guy that you're talking to. So you having the Rolodex of that consultant, that psychologist, that child psychologist, that interventionist, all those are critical to your client's future. And for you to step in and say, you know, I've had this happen before. This is your guy. You know, he's trained to do this. And it may not work, but he's the best that I've found. And they go, oh, thank you. Because I have a good friend that I went to on this. He had challenges with a second marriage and all this, the kids, you know, integrating them. And so he was their family psychologist, trying, you know, work with each individual and then worked with them as a group and so forth. So it was really interesting. So I had my own little breakthroughs. Sunday night was great. It's been years now, you know, it's been just getting worse. So you don't want to lose a son.
Was that in person or was that over the phone or?
No, this was over the phone. He lives out in Oregon. So, okay. You know, we try and talk once a month, but it's always tough. You know, I can't ask about certain things. I can't do this. I can't. And he's making all the rules and it's just tough, you know. So so I think we'll have a reset here and move forward. And, you know, it may not work because of his issues, whatever they are, you know. You know, mental health is tough. It's just not easy. So it isn't easy, but people change. They grow out of it. So, and with therapy, they can fix themselves. Anyway.
It's important. I think it would be important for anybody to know that you as his father wants to connect, you know, that right. You value that and you think it's important. I would think over anything else.
That's what he wants. I know he wants that. But I can't prove it to him. So
I think my father at his age, now he'll be 89 this year, but I think at some point he just decided that it would be okay to disconnect. Because I don't think he's ever really thought about it as being disconnected. I think he's just thought about it. This is the way that life goes. So you guys have at it. Occasionally he'll rise up and, you know, make kind of an emotional plea for us to be closer and things like that. But when he did sort of turn all that off, and I mean, he's a good guy, but he's also thinks about my mother, which is nice.
Yeah.
About himself. And does think about when he puts his mind to it, he'll think of other people. In a lot of ways, he stays in his own little world because he doesn't. Maybe at this point now, he's just afraid to kind of step back out and try to connect. Like, sort of like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 89. I'm, you know, my world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Nobody cares about me, and therefore, you know, why should I reach out? They're not reaching out. So
yeah.
As my daughter always tells me, reach out, call him. But I call him and it's just such a stilted conversation that it's, you know, all these issues in the back. And so I'm just not equipped. So, you know, but all I tell you is reach out, you know, call him regularly, try and make it like calling a friend and just say, hey, you know, don't worry about what you say. Just call like you're just a buddy and say, hey, what's up? You know.
Got an interesting client who will talk your ear off if you let him. But he we were talking about fathers or whatever, and he said, Derek, I had really no relationship with my dad at a certain point. All the conversation was all just surface of blah, blah, blah. It was nothing, you know. And so then my mother passed away. So here my dad is all by himself. And he said our conversations were short. They were like there's nothing to them. And so he read a book, I think. Anyway, it gave him like a list of these topics, and he said, I go over these topics before I call him, and so I make these all these like, oh, by the way, can I ask you a question? And he said, I'll mention one of these things. So I've meant to get him, you know, get that list from him or where he
yeah.
got these things from. But all of a sudden, his dad will go into some train of thought, and he said, we have great conversations now, you know, just from asking these questions.
Right.
Taps into it, gets you to
well,
think
what,
outside of
one of the
of your
things
normal.
To do is to research your father. You know, go back and look at, you can go back and look at his albums when he graduated from high school and see what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, we never talked about it. My dad played football. He never let us play football. He never told us he played football. Played football, basketball, and baseball, and tennis, and all the rest. He never told us about football. Well, you know, I'd be like, Dad, you played football, you bastard. Why didn't you tell us?
You didn't let us play.
Right. So you got, that's what I mean. Way. You know, tell me about what life was like during World War II, you know, and, or whatever, Korea, or, you know, what was your life when you, you know, how'd you meet Mom again? Tell me about that. Because you're never going to be able to ask these questions ever again.
Right.
You know, you're never going to learn about the, he knows everything about your relatives. You know nothing. And someday you're going to be really curious about your relatives. You know, so be curious. Just ask a lot of questions. I think you'll find it, that's it. That one I think is a little easier as long as he's mentally stable. You know, when you're dealing with some kind of neurosis, then you're, it's a little tougher. You need a pro on there.
Yeah. I can see that. You get lost in the dialogue. Rationality of it all or irrationality, you know.
Well, I know we don't talk about the chapter and what we're doing as much as we do other things, but I think this has been very good.
Yeah, no, this is great. And we're going to have a hard reset and we're going to get going. I expect great things. So.
Yeah. Terrific.
Anyway, I wanted to give you some good news this week.
You gave me the best news ever. A puzzle solver. Nice job.
Yeah, this was the first time I really feel like we all sat down and got some negotiations and got a direction. You know,
well, look what you did for the office. So you didn't tell them what to do. You negotiated with everybody.
Did.
And that's powerful. Now you're an office. You're not you and them. You know,
yeah.
And you got something for them. You got something for them.
Oh, and everybody has something. Yeah, everybody has
money
something.
Money is
everybody,
nothing.
Everybody gets a piece.
You'll never miss the money. It's the people you need.
They do.
Yep.
I think clients are going to love her too. I think you're going to love her. I think it's going to be very good. So.
Okay, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. See ya.
We'll catch you later. Good
yes.
luck with your son. Okay. I'll be
yeah,
thinking
thanks.
About you.
Appreciate it. Bye.